For a label that only put out a couple electronic noise releases in their first couple years, Killer Pimp has now had a pretty solid 12 months. Last year, they helped introduce A Place to Bury Strangers to the world with their excellent self-titled debut, and now the label presents the debut from the Atlanta-based trio All the Saints. In keeping with their distortion-friendly docket, Fire in Corridor X is another healthy dose of massive fuzzed-out rock, and it's yet another winner for the small label. Like A Place to Bury Strangers, All the Saints make a lot of noise for only three people, relying on an array of pedals and a powerful rhythm section to let the feedback flow. Under the fuzz, the group is remarkably straightforward, with a clear and keen sense of songwriting and arrangement that's remarkably accessible. There's a touch of shoegazing sheen that coats an almost grunge sound at times, and all the while the group nearly spirals out of control with a dense psych aesthetic. It's straightforward, but effective, and after a short instrumental opener, they blast off the doors with Sheffield, a powering rock song that has become one of my favorites of the year so far. Pharmacia is just as good, with rumbling tom-tom drums and woozy guitars that move through alternately stomping and spaced-out passages. It sounds something like London Calling by The Clash ran through distortion pedals, then dropped into a cave opening. Keeping a good balance of full-on rock and textural spaced-out moments, the group drifts between Stone Roses-esque mellowscapes and loud blowouts on Hornet, and even tries their hand at a loping, country-inspired barroom sing-along on Leeds. They're at their best when they're letting loose or drawing in a breath before laying waste, and songs like the album titled Fire on Corridor X show that the group can write some pretty damn catchy hooks while inverting the pop song structure with huge verses and simmering choruses that play with expectations. With 10 songs running a hair under 40 minutes, it's a concise debut that hits the mark a good portion of the time while introducing All the Saints as someone to really keep an eye on.